Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, it's Rodney with the Video Games Now podcast. It's going real good, and I'm joined by Mr. Bradley. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so today we're going to talk about Fortnite Chapter 2, and it's not going to be very long because it's a new chapter, but it's still Fortnite. It's still the game you guys love, but just some new things going on in that. We also have some predictions on the Game Awards coming up as well. So what are your initial thoughts on that, Bradley?
I think Borderlands is going to run away with it so far.
Borderlands is going to take it, eh? You know what? I played Borderlands, but I wasn't digging it.
Oh, you're missing out. There's so many good jokes.
So many good jokes, eh? All right, cool. So here we go. Everything coming up right now. All right, everybody, welcome back. So, yeah, let's talk about what we've been playing recently, and turn thy music on. Oh, yeah! This gets me super amped, this Sonic theme.
It's pretty solid.
All right, so the gaming word of the week is brought to you by insert sponsorship here. You could sponsor the Video Games Now podcast, and this is where your ad would go when we get sponsors. All right, so the word today is screen peeking. You remember what that used to be? Bradley?
Yes. I blame my brother for it all the time.
Yeah, not a lot of people nowadays know what screen peeking was. And it's a sad, sad day for you. So go look it up, screen peeking, and we'll get to it at the end of the show, maybe. All right, so visit our website at videogamesnow.ca to find all of our content, including our YouTube videos, social media links, and the latest gaming news. After the show, please leave a review on whatever you're listening to our show on to help spread the word about screen peeking. And finally, if you consider becoming a Video Games Now Patreon, as the Patreon, you get access to podcast episodes one day earlier than everyone else, as well as discount on VGN swag, exclusive stories, and you can listen to the podcast live on Discord as we record it. And now with that all out of the way, let's talk about Fortnite Chapter 2. Have you explored any of the new world of Fortnite Chapter 2 there, brother?
I jumped in on day one after the 28-hour hiatus that they forced everyone to go through.
Yeah.
And it looked beautiful, but it played exactly the same.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a lie. Didn't play exactly the same because they got rid of so much of the shit. They kind of brought it back to the basics on guns, but building is still the main priority of the game.
As it should be. So okay.
I got bored. I quit after... I think I played 8 matches and then I quit.
Still 8 matches, and I'm sure you got fairly far.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It's kind of misleading with those new bot system, though. Because I won my first game, and I'm like, that was way too easy. Why was it so easy? Then kind of clicked. I'm like, yeah, I probably just killed like 8 bots to win that.
You know, yeah, I was just chatting with Mach this morning, or this evening, rather, and he was just telling me about the bots. He said that it's still fun, it's still, you know, classic Fortnite, but we got bots now, so it's little, like, reward micro rewards in the game, little ego booster.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's new, I guess. So cool. Maybe I still have no desire to play Fortnite. I'm sorry. It's been way too long.
So, the only time now that I've had fun playing Fortnite is they do these like custom game scrim modes. And I play with another streamer, and it's a lot of fun, but it's because it's like a group of people playing against each other.
Right.
You're not having someone crazy come in that can just build 90s around you and smack you in the face before you can even see them.
Build what around you? 90s?
90s, yeah.
Oh, 90 degrees, I see.
Yeah, that the like building the staircase towers up, they call them 90s.
Next week's video games gaming word of the week is going to be 90s. All right, so what's new in Fortnite? Well, lots of costumes by the looks of things here. Hero or villain, drop into the island with a whole new look. Unleash your inner Slurp as Ripley or knock them down as 8-Ball. Each of the 7 outfits features an alter ego to suit your style. Cool. Actually, 8-Ball's mask is kind of cool. It's just literally the 8-Ball in a ski mask of some variety.
Looks like a Marvel villain.
He totally does look like a Marvel villain. This, yeah. Infinity Era, what are they called? Marvel Avengers, 8-Ball Infinity War. Coming out. Alright, so you get some 1,500 V-Bucks back if you pick up the Battle Pass for only 950 V-Bucks, and you can earn up to 1,500 V-Bucks by playing, so that's enough to buy the next season's Battle Pass as it's been for the past however long Fortnite's been out. A while, so.
Did you see the breakdown, though, on how long it'll take you to get to level 100?
No, I didn't. Is that for Season 2 or Season 1?
For this new, like, Chapter 2, Season 1.
Okay.
And the breakdown was, like, it was, like, 80 million experience needed, and if you get about 5,000 experience per match, it's, like, 1,000-some-odd games you have to play. It's a ridiculous, stupid number that you have to play just to get to level 100. Or, yeah, level 100. And I'll see if I can find that picture. I'll post it on our website.
How ironic, because the next thing on this page is more fun, less grind. So, Battle Pass progression has been updated to give you more ways to level up. Earn XPs and medals from a variety of in-game activities like searching chests, eliminating opponents, completing challenges, and more. So, by reading that, it makes it sound like there's more ways to gain 80 million experience.
Yeah, there is, because now they have this new medal system, and literally as you're just walking around doing nothing, you can gain experience, because, yeah, great, you're top 5, or top 50, so it's just like, cool, you're a survivor, and it gives you, like, 500 experience.
I kind of like that, you know, because just from luck of the draw, sometimes you just drop in, and, like, you see fucking nobody until, like, the last, like, 10 people, you know? So that's kind of cool that it's going to give you some experience for some other shit as well.
Yeah, they definitely are worked out some kinks and made it a little bit smoother, but it's still the same old style.
Yeah.
Get you to spend your money on the costumes and forget that you're playing a cartoon.
Yeah. So the guns are getting some new cosmetics as well. We got a cool little yellow and black tiger marking, and what else? Whatever the fuck that is. And they're also updating some gliders, new dance moves, new pickaxes, new backpacks, new loading screens. All new Fortnite, Chapter 2, Season 1. Let's go. That would have been a good segue if I had, like, an effect or something. all right, anyway, so I'm about done talking about Fortnite. You all good there?
Oh, I'm good there.
All right. Okay, so let's talk about what we've been playing lately. We'll start with you, sir, because you haven't been on the podcast in quite some time.
Yeah, 3 weeks, 4 weeks now? It's been a nice hiatus.
It's been longer than that. It's been like 10 episodes.
I don't remember. I'm still grinding Apex. I do really like it. I'm about 600 points away from hitting Tier Diamond, which is just one tier below Predator. And I recently started playing a little bit more retro games with the Switch having the Super Nintendo feature. I went back and started playing Zelda Link to the Past.
Nice.
nice.
Yeah, I was playing it on stream the other day. It was a lot of fun. And I've never actually played it fully, so I'm really enjoying it.
So you're going to play it all the way through on stream?
Yeah, I am.
Nice. That's the way to go. Yeah, those old school Zelda games don't fuck around, man. They're not easy.
No, well, so I have the new one too, Link's Awakening. And I gotta say, I've spent more time trying to solve random puzzles than actually fighting things.
Yeah, it's... Just,
they don't give you any guidance. They just go, here, play the game.
I was gonna say they should remake the original Zelda, but I guess they kind of did with Breath of the Wild. Yeah, the original Zelda on the NES that came out in 1987, so fucking hard. It's unhingingly difficult. I had a guide. Like, I don't know how the fuck anybody would find anything in that world without a goddamn guide, especially back in the 80s.
You know, it's just someone sitting on their couch, literally dropping bombs along the entire map, trying to find those secret spots.
I mean, yeah, I guess. There's nothing else to fucking do. But the shitty thing is back then there was no save. Or no, there was a save. I'm sorry, there was a save. Zelda on the NES was the first game to have a save file.
Yes.
That's right. So yes, exactly. Just some guy chilling on his couch, bombing every square in the game. Probably took him like a fucking week. Discovered a glitch, you know.
Found everything he needed to. Shared it with his friends.
Yeah.
Then it went into a magazine. Because, yeah, we didn't have the internet. And only the rich people could buy magazines and discover those cool features.
Only middle class and above bought the fucking Nintendo Power and found out all the secrets to the original Zelda game, for sure. Yep. And then there I was, not even fucking born yet.
Yeah, I wasn't born yet either. Holy shit.
Yep. But the first system I ever got was the NES. I was born in 92. Will was born in 89. And mind you, Will's had every fucking system ever. First system I had was the NES, and I had Super Mario. I never had Zelda, actually. I played it later on, like in the early 2000s. First time I ever played it. But fuck, it was still hard then.
My first system I had was probably Sega at the house. But what got me hooked on video games is I had chicken pox, and my parents shipped me to my grandparents and said, here, stay there for a weekend. And so she just fed me ice cream, let me chill on her floor and play the NES. So we played Mario and a game called Bibble Bobble a lot.
Your grandma sounds like what all of our wives and girlfriends need to be doing right now, just feeding us ice cream and letting us play video games.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Dinner was like banana splits.
Oh, dude, you're killing me. Well, anyways, lately I've been playing, I was sitting on my Xbox last night, like, what the fuck do I want to play? Like, I want to play Call of Duty when it comes out on Thursday. But, I'm actually really excited to play that. It looks super good. But, I downloaded on the Switch One Piece Warrior 3, which is basically another Warriors game. But, I haven't actually played a One Piece one all the way through. I've played like bits and pieces, but I've never actually played a full one. So I'm actually quite enjoying that. But fuck me, it's unforgivable when you lose, especially like the last fight of the mission and you've been in the game or the mission or whatever for 30 minutes and you lose. It's like you literally just lost half an hour of your life because you got to do the whole fucking thing again.
Yeah. Those games ate up so much of my childhood.
Yeah. So that's what I'm playing right now. I'm probably 60% through the game, but I'm not 100% completing that game. Fuck that noise. That's a lot of work. I tried to do that with, what the hell's it called? The Hyrule Warriors. I tried to 100% that. No fucking thanks.
There's certain games worth 100%ing, and I don't think those are one of them.
No.
You don't get any, like, satisfaction for doing it. You just have the scars and pain and memories.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
Trying to do it.
Yeah, like, with Hyrule Warriors, you beat the game, and then it unlocks, like, Hero Mode or whatever the fuck it is, where, like, it just amps up all the enemy levels. And it's like, the whole fucking point of the game is for you to feel OP as shit as your favorite characters, and then you're getting absolutely mauled by, like, the most minimal fucking characters, and you're like, wow, this is not fun anymore. You need to be minimum level, like, 75 to fucking even attempt this, and you're level, like, 50 when you're done the main story.
Oi.
Yep. Nope. No thanks. All right. So let's move on here. So let's chat about the Game Awards. So actually, let's chat about what's come out this year so far. Let me just pull that up on the Wikipedias. The Wikipedias.
Yeah, I wrote down a list here of a bunch of games that came out that I know kind of drew some attention from people. So I got a Resident Evil 2, the remastered, a remake, Kingdom Hearts 3, Wargroove, Apex, Metro Exodus, Tetris 99, Devil May Cry 5, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, The Division 2, Yoshi's Craft World, Mortal Kombat 11, Cadence of Hyrule, and Borderlands 3 and Mario Maker 2. Those are some of the games that I kind of jumped out in my mind.
All really big titles. I totally fucking forgot that like anything that came out in January came out. Because it's already fucking December, pretty well.
Yeah, feels like it.
Dude, where did the time go? Will said that in the last podcast. Where did the time go, man? Well, Will, it was time to come on the podcast, and he fucking didn't. Actually, Will, I feel really bad for Will and Mark. They're getting absolutely just anally probed at work. It's just fucking brutal. So,
Is this the start of the season for a lot of them, or are they doing the wrap-up of the seasons on a lot of them?
Generally, right now, what's going... Okay, so, for anyone who doesn't listen to the podcast on a regular basis, we work... Not Bradley, but... me, Will, and Mark, the original host of the show, works in film. Generally, most shows start up in June. Like, all the big TV shows, like all the CW shows, like Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl, shows like that, they run for 10 months. They shoot 24 episodes in a season, so they're running for 10 months. So they're going June to April, and by the end of April, the crew wants to fucking die because they just work them into the ground for 10 months straight. Other shows, like smaller scale TV shows, or even features, features start up kind of in the beginning of the year. So like February, March, April, that's kind of when the features start, the big stuff. Right now, I'm trying to think what's in production right now. They're making a movie based off of Stephen King's novel, The Stand. That's what Will's actually working on, and I can tell
that's
you,
cool.
I can tell you that because I didn't sign an NDA. What else? Yeah, there's some big stuff going on right now. But TV shows last from June to, like, October, November. So, like, stuff's kind of wrapping up, but Will shows shooting all the way through till, like, April. So, holy fuck. He's getting fucking wrecked right now. Because the show's just a hot fucking pile of garbage. And it's just so super disorganized. Nobody's communicating anything. And Will is, like, the most experienced fucking person there. Oh, man, it's brutal.
Since I'm the master of going off topic, I gotta ask. So, is that why a lot of shows are going to, like, the 10-episode thing? Is that to help with, like, costs and keeping their staff better and healthier? Or is it just better money?
Here's the thing about North America filmmaking is they want their product right fucking now. And they do that by driving crews to working fucking 17, 18, 19-hour days, shooting seven day episodes or 8-day episodes. And by doing the 10-day or the 10-episode format, they're getting their product out sooner, right? So Netflix actually has a bunch of studios here in Vancouver, and they'll set up, you know, they'll have a show idea, they'll produce it in like 2.5-3 months. Boom, there's another Netflix original. Now it's on the website, and boom, you know what I mean? And then they have 12 or 13 different studios producing stuff for Netflix, right? So people are binging shit like crazy, like they're watching it overnight, so they need their product now. Yeah.
I get it.
But if you go
it's
to
all about money.
It's all about money, and if you go to the film industry over in like France, like France shoots like 10-hour days, and that's max. Right? So they have 2 hours of lunch.
They have better...
Oh, everywhere other than North America has a better fucking film market. Happier crews, right? Maybe the quality might be a little bit better over North America just because we have the infrastructure, but like at the same time, like you're running your fucking crews into the ground. And they're all bitter, angry, fucking crazy people that are on their fourth divorce. It's fucked. Fuck, don't go to film. It's fucked.
I don't plan on it. I'll just keep streaming. Try to make it in the gaming world.
Yeah. Let me know how that goes, because I would like to do that too. That'd be sweet. But I should actually start streaming again, because I haven't streamed in so long.
Anyway. Yeah, man. I don't know. I like streaming. It's fun.
Yeah, I like the interactive aspect to it. So. But anyways, moving down your list there. So, in terms of Q1, Q2, I think there was a couple of big fucking bombs in Q1, Q2. Anthem being one of those.
Oh, yeah, Anthem. I didn't write that one down. I just wanted to forget that game.
Yeah, it was obliterated from your mind, and I just mentioned it, so sorry. I apologize for that.
I'm gonna have nightmares tonight.
Yeah, it's fucking over. All right, what else we got here? Apex came out in February. I don't know if it's going to win Game of the Year, personally.
It shouldn't.
Yeah, it's...
It's really good. It's a very fluid and well-made game, but it shouldn't win Game of the Year.
You know what? It's just a battle royale, right? It doesn't have anything extra to it.
Yeah, exactly. They're starting to do more. Like, they have the Halloween event right now, and it's kind of different and fun, but... Yeah, it's just a battle royale.
Yeah. All right, what else we got here? So, I'm skipping all over the place. I'm not going by month. So, we got Super Mario Maker 2, which, again, I don't think should win Game of the Year because, I mean, fucking come on. It's we're doing Nintendo's level designing for them, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah, that's smart, though.
Like I said on a previous podcast, I think... I think they're running out of level makers, and they're just trying to find the next best one.
Probably. It's like the free job. Someone that makes something amazing gets like a golden ticket to Nintendo.
Yeah, it's like when you try to get a job at McDonald's, and they're not sure if you're going to fucking work hard or not, so they bring you on an on-the-job evaluation, and you just wear like a white shirt and fucking wipe tables for an hour. And then if you don't bitch, they're like, all right, we'll take you in. Did you ever have anything like that?
Nope, never had anything like that. I worked at Zellers. That was one of my first jobs.
Zellers, when that was a thing?
When that was a thing.
Yeah, for our America.
I got fired from there.
You got fired from Zellers?
I got fired from Zellers.
Fuck yeah. Fuck Zellers. Yeah. This is like behind the scenes Rodney and Bradley talk instead of fucking Game of the Year, but... yeah, that what I just described with the on-the-job evaluation. I had that at McDonald's, and then... They're like, oh, okay, yeah, you look like you'll work out, and then a year later, I'm fucking managing the place. But anyways, I've had a fuck ton of jobs. I worked at a lot of restaurants. I've done traffic control, worked at film. I've done a lot of shit. So yeah, that's me. Yay! I've been fired before too, so don't feel bad.
I didn't think I did anything wrong.
Okay, this is some fucking horseshit. So I got a job at Red Robin's. I was trying to get out of the fast food, like, restaurant bit, so, of course, I chose Red Robin's, which is, like, the fast food chain of fucking restaurants. Anyways, so, 2 days in, I get fired, and I'm like, why am I getting fired? They're like, well, you can't make the sandwiches yet. I'm like, well, yeah, like, it's fucking 2 days in, dude. Like, they wanted you to study and learn how to make all the sandwiches, like, within a day. I'm like, that's fucked. And they wouldn't put you online to learn how to make the fucking sandwiches... Like, oh, I was so dumb. I was so fucking disappointed.
They wouldn't train you, but they would expect things.
Yeah.
That's the true...
Anyways, and then I went to get my kitchen tips for the 2 days that I worked, and they're like, oh, you don't get any kitchen tips. And I about fucking flipped a fucking table. Oh, dude, yeah, I walked out of there. My friend was, like, genuinely scared for his life. So. Anyways, okay, so we have a couple games that haven't been released yet, but I have high hopes for. Of course, Pokemon Sword and Shield, which comes out November 15th, I believe. And then the Luigi's Mansion, which comes out on Halloween, which is preloaded on my Switch, and I will probably be streaming that, honestly.
Yeah, I think I'll be streaming that, too. There's also The Fallen Order, the Star Wars Jedi. That's on November 15th.
Oh, okay, here, I gotta pull this up. When I was browsing through the Xbox store yesterday to find something to play, I came across NHL 20. Holy shit, there's some savage fucking reviews. I'm gonna pull those up while you keep talking.
Man, there's a lot of... That Stadia definitely drops on the 19th. Like, everything's getting re-released for Stadia. They have a decent lineup to start.
Yeah. So... Sorry if the audio quality dropped, like, considerably, everybody. I just switched over to my PC. I've been recording on my Mac for, like, the entirety of the podcast since its inception, but switched over to my PC, and I have a fucking dope gaming desk now. If you guys are curious what that looks like, should go over to our Instagram page. I posted a picture. But, yeah, I'm using a different recording software because my other one doesn't work for some... I don't know, it's fucked up. So I gotta figure that out so we sound crystal fucking clear. Anyways, looking for NHL 19. I'll find you NHL 19. Or 20, sorry. But anyways...
Yeah, other than the rest of the year, there's not a lot left coming out I'm kind of excited for.
Yeah.
We're definitely winding down. Next year is going to be, I think, a crazy year, though.
There's not a whole lot on the horizon other than the consoles themselves, but, like, I'm just thinking about games coming out next year. Unless I'm...
Oh, there's... The Last of Us 2... oh, what's that other PlayStation exclusive? And isn't Halo coming out next year? And
there's some shit.
Yeah, there's some decent ones. I'm just drawing a blank on some of them because I know Xbox and Sony have two or three big exclusives coming out next year for each system, right before the new consoles come out.
Okay, I gotta turn my. I just pulled up the reviews for NHL 20. But the PC reviews and the Xbox reviews are different. There's only two reviews on NHL 20 on PlayStation, or on, sorry, on PC, and they both gave it one star. Okay, here, I'm just gonna... See, now that at this new gaming desk, now everything is literally... I just gotta hit a button or two buttons, and it's I'm playing Xbox, or I hit a button and I'm playing Switch. It's money. It's money! Anyways, so... I was looking up at NHL 20 yesterday, and fuck me, dude. One guy was like, I would rather lick 1,000 hobos' assholes than play this game. Fucking savage. Like, it had to have, like, 75 reviews, and it had 1.5 stars. And I'm like, holy Ooh. Fuck. People are pissed, dude.
Fuck. That's savage.
Yeah, and... Like, pretty much everybody... I'll just read the two. I can't... My Xbox isn't working for some reason. Oh, because I got to hit the thing. I see. My high-tech new studio is out-teching me. But, anyways, people are fucking pissed. Like, it's the same game year after year. They're not focusing on the things that matter, like, which is, like, the online servers or something like that. But, yeah, nobody's really paying attention to that. So...
Well, you know, EA has to try to win back their title.
What title of what?
The title of the worst gaming company of the year.
Well, they're on a good fucking.
I don't know. Blizzard kind of stole it from them, so
yeah, right.
They gotta do some work and get some stuff going on here.
Well, just reading some of these reviews, like this is 75 people that are like, I've played this game since NHL 10 and it sucks ass, and I'm not coming back. So you know, yeah, I know. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. It's just taking forever for everything to start up. But anyways, NHL 19 was actually pretty fun. But I try to skip every 5 or 6 years of NHL. Right? Because it is pretty much the same game.
Yeah, literally the same.
Yeah. Okay, finally, the reviews are loading. My Xbox is loaded in. Okay, 1.9 stars out of 5. That's what this game has. Cool. Everyone's saying, like, fuck this game, it's not worth $80. And then everyone's saying that, which I actually agree with, all the sports games should just be a subscription. They should be free with, you know, maybe some DLC shit, and then they should just continuously update it every year.
That'd be a really smart thing to do.
Because that's literally what they're fucking doing. And then people are paying $80 a year for a game that has, like, new players and, like, maybe a new mode.
Yeah, that'd be a really smart thing to do. They'd lose their sponsorships, I think, because right, like they have right. the deals with the NHL and having their players on the cover, and but they could release those like they did, like Apex did, with just like a limited editions hard copies of the game.
Or you just pay a subscription, I guess. Like every month, you pay like $10 or something.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of like the nostalgia of people having like. Austin Matthews on the cover.
Yeah,
they want that. They want that game because it has their player on the cover. If they went to like a monthly subscription, they wouldn't need any hard copies. But Apex did they're an online game, but they made hard copies with like limited edition stuff in it to sell. That would be a way around that, I guess.
Yep. Here's the review I was talking about. So this guy, I'm not going to say his name. The title is, "This game is terrible. This steaming pile of Taco Tuesday messy aftermath. I'd rather lick 10,000 diseased hobos' underbellies."
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Fuck. Same game, yet more broken. Can only keep changing lipstick on a pick so many times. This series needs a complete overhaul to be worth the $80 price tag. You lost a lifetime fan. Canceled my pre-order. Oh, yeah. Someone's pissed.
If you were that person that wrote that review, please contact us. I want to hear you rant more.
Me too, man. I might actually message him. Be like, "You want to be on a podcast?"
Please do.
Join our Discord. And yeah,
I need you to review the NHL game for me on my podcast. Can you come on?
Yeah, and then we're going to play middleman. Be like, "Yes, please tell us how you really feel." But like, literally, I'm scrolling down. There's like, these are all one star reviews. Every fucking one of them. There's only one 5-star, and it's like, "Great game, guys. Keep it up." Like, total fucking inside EA fucking review just to boost shit. Oh, yeah. Give me one sec.
I'm now daydreaming about that podcast.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I was really confused what was going on in this new gaming, or this software. Okay, good, we're still recording. Holy shit! We're still recording about NHL 20, so let's go back to the Game Awards, shall we? So
sounds good.
So, HDMI, no, I want DisplayPort. Now I gotta switch all my shit back, but look, it's all done. So, Modern Warfare comes out on Thursday, like I mentioned earlier, and Mark's all fired up from work being just bullshit, and he's like, "Oh, Ryan, we're going to play some fucking Modern Warfare." And he's like just fucking stoked, right? To relieve some stress on some online people.
Or on his controller.
Yeah, he said he bought a scuff controller. I told him that the evil controller is like superior, but it's
what's
fine.
The over-under on time for before he breaks it?
Knowing him, he probably got the cheap fucking scuff controller, the one with like the semi-plastic.
Alright, so over under 3 months. Do you think it's going to be over 3 months or under 3 months?
I don't know. Mark's probably going to listen to this podcast. He said he's listened to the last couple, so... Mark, I'm going to give you 4 months.
4 months?
So it's, what is it? It's October 21st, and Mark's going to break it, like, over the Christmas break when he doesn't have to work for 2 weeks, actually. So what is that? That's a month and a half.
That's a month and a half.
Yeah, so I'm going to say, like, he's not going to come into the new year with a controller.
poor guy. I hope it lasts longer, but well, mixing rage at work with COD and raging over COD, controllers are an innocent victim.
I'm telling you, man, the evil controller is superior. Oh, fuck, I hate this song. Stand by, I'm going to change it.
Whoa!
What do we got here? A peach too. Okay. Yeah, I like the evil controller. I've said this multiple times on the show, but the buttons are underneath, and they land where my fingers naturally rest on the controller handle. They do like I do click them accidentally sometimes, but hey, whatever. It's not very often. And then you can also get like hairpin triggers. Raised thumbsticks, so like my right thumbstick's raised up an extra like quarter inch, so I have a bit more precision when I'm playing FPS games. Yeah, man, and it's nice. Fucking boss.
Nice.
All right,
so game of the year.
Game of the year. Luigi's Mansion 3. What do you think?
It has a good shot. Like this year's been weak on quality.
Oh, for sure, dude.
I've been let down way too many times, or games just, they're not there where they blew me away. Like, they've been good, but they're nothing special, so.
Like, I feel like lately, like, game studios, the marketing team is fucking just blowing it out of the water. Like, they're fucking pulling in their paychecks easily. And then, but they aren't delivering the game that the people are promoting.
I agree. It's been rough. So, yeah, I don't know. Luigi's Mansion has a good shot. I do think Borderlands is a good shot. That game was really well played. very smooth and a fun story.
Yeah, I agree. I think Borderlands 3 is probably the front runner to win Game of the Year this year.
Yeah.
Ghost Recon Breakpoint. Will and Mark have been playing a lot of that, so I wish Will was here to share a little bit on it, but he told me that he was getting a little fucking frustrated with it. But that's about all I know about Ghost Recon, unfortunately.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet.
I may want to play it, I don't know. I'm kind of stuck in my ways right now. I want to play my One Piece and then my old Luigi's Mansion and then my Pokemons. I'm on my Nintendo right now. So.
Yeah. Wow, there's just way too many games. I got so many games on the go, I don't even know what to do with myself.
I'm really glad I finished Shadow of War, because I went back and replayed it and actually finished it. Okay, well, actually, the stupid fucking thing is I didn't even realize on my previous playthrough that I was on the epilogue. And so I'm like, oh, I haven't played the game in so long, I kind of forget how to play, so I might as well just start over. So I started over, played the whole fucking game again, got to where I was, and then played an extra, like, 10 minutes and finished the game. I'm like, fuck off. I'm going through life thinking I didn't finish Shadow War, and I, like, pretty well did.
That's really funny.
So
that's really funny. You poor soul.
I know. Anyway, so what else we got? So Grid, okay, so Grid got delayed. I sat down, fully committed to buy this game and play Grid and find out what this is all about. And I'm sure Eric is going to be like, what the fuck, you should pre-order it, Rodney. Eric does not sound like that. Eric's like super laid back, baritone.
My dog is giving me sass. He's like, why aren't you paying attention to me, you fucker? I get it. It's okay. Sit down.
See, you know what would have been even more hilarious is if you said that but didn't say my dog. You just said, because I'm talking about Eric, and then you're just like, fucking sass, fucking looking at me like, what the fuck, motherfucker? Yeah. Anyways, so Grid, yeah, I do want to try it out, but I'm not ready anymore because all the games I actually want to play are coming out. So Eric, I'm sure, will tell me all about how great Grid is. Actually, there's Grid on the Game Pass, but I think it's on the Game Pass, but it's not. It doesn't look like this Grid. It's like an older one.
I wonder if it's like the new one's like a remake of it.
Maybe, yeah, because it doesn't say like Grid 3 or Grid 2, but there's definitely other Grid games.
Hmm. I've never played any of them.
I can hear your dog panting.
I'll hear about it. Oh yeah, he's freaking out right now.
Well, it's okay. I got my cat behind me, and it's like, meh.
He just wants to say hi to everybody.
Yeah. What's your dog's name again?
Yoshi.
Yoshi? Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yoshi.
Yoshi? My cat's name's Fitz, and it's fucking annoying. If I'm not looking at it, it just like, eh. All right, what else we got here? Pokemon Sword and Shield, I doubt will make Game of the Year. Like, yeah, it's Pokemon and it's fucking Amazeballs, but it's probably going to be still the same game as the last 7 generations.
It kind of looks... Well, it looks good, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does. It kind of looks like they missed the mark on what they could have made it.
I actually really hate the Giga... I'm calling it Giga Max because Gigantamax sounds fucking dumb. I don't know if you agree with that. So Gigamax sounds
better. I
haven't
watched that second trailer because everyone said it was stupid.
Well, they did announce it in the initial trailer for the game, but yeah, it's fucking dumb. It, you know.
Yeah, but then they did a second trailer, right? Everyone was telling me about the second trailer where they like Pikachu just grows and is like really, really fucking fat, and then like apparently like Meowth is really like tall,
lanky,
and thin, and
yeah,
really awkward looking. It's almost like they just stretched him out.
Yeah, in the article I wrote on our website, I said it looks like the Pokemon use Gomu Gomu no Fusen for our One Piece fans. I'm watching One Piece right now too, actually, which is why I downloaded the game.
I think the last time I was on the podcast, you just started watching that again.
I'm on episode like 465.
Holy fuck.
And there's 900 episodes. I'm almost there. Well,
I should probably start watching it.
It's really fast paced in the beginning, and then once you hit like episode 100, it's like fucking get on with it. Like, it's really fucking good. It hooks
like,
you, but like
almost as bad as Dragon Ball Z, get on with it.
It's
they're the masters of get on with it.
No, I think Naruto's the master of fucking get on with it. Like, if I could take an arc, like an arc now, and trim it down, I could probably trim off like 25 episodes. Like, it's just fuck. It's like, come on, like, and it's just the way anime works too. Just like the storytelling aspect of it, where it's, it'll be like them running down a hall, and it's like 5 seconds of like people running down the hall, and it looks like they're not even moving, and then they pan and track with them as they have a fucking 8 minute conversation while they're running down the hall, and then that lasts like 3 episodes. You're like, oh my god, fucking just run down the hall already.
What do you watch it on?
My iPad, so I never have to remember what site it is or what episode I'm on. So,
oh fine, fuck yeah, I'll find my own way.
This the name of this podcast should be the Video Games Game of the Year Random Ass Podcast.
I think, yeah, I kind of suck at keeping on topic with video games. Last time it was like Google Home issues and
yeah. You know what's funny is I'm gonna say it now, and I'm gonna activate my own thing. So when I say like okay Google in my car or like in the podcast, and then I'm playing the podcast back in my, oh hey, my phone stopped and it came on. But yeah, in my car, I'll be driving, and then the podcast will just stop, and then it'll start up, and I'll be like, fuck, no, cancel. So
that's funny. Yeah. Yep, everywhere. Ongoing now.
Everywhere, yeah, the whole world stops. I command the world with my voice on this podcast. All right, anyways, so...
Oh, shit. Canadian news, Justin Trudeau was reelected as Prime Minister of Canada.
Just
saw it on my phone.
At least he's a minority this time, fuck. All right. Your dog sounds fucking stoked on that. Anyways, whatever. Canadian politics don't matter. Whoever.
It's just caught off guard there.
All you need to know about Canadian politics is whoever becomes prime minister gets the right to ride 2 Canadian geese to work. Just, that's the thing. I'm referring to the Family Guy episode. I don't know if you guys saw that, where like Peter Griffin fights Donald Trump. It's like the fucking most hilarious thing ever. If you haven't seen it, just type it in YouTube and just go watch. It's like 8 minutes long. Like, he throws Trump in a pool, and then the pool turns orange because his like spray tan comes off. Fuck. Oh, I died. And then at the end, like, Justin Trudeau comes in and breaks it up and then flies away on 2 Canadian geese. Oh, I fucking died laughing.
I'm pulling it up. I'm gonna watch this once we're done this podcast.
It's so
good. I got it right here. It's ready to go.
Alright. Oh yeah, and then what's his name? Trump.
Hair whipping? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, his hair's whipping and his lips are flapping in the wind. Oh, it's so good. Okay. Anyways, so I think you're right about Game of the Year being Borderlands 3, so let's just say that's our prediction.
That's our prediction. At least my prediction.
At least your prediction. Alright, so we got one more thing to talk about here. Why don't we talk about the... Fuck. I think it was Modern Warfare. There's something else, and I totally fucking
talk about fuck.
I'm gonna talk about
inappropriate for a video game podcast.
Talk about fuck. Oh my god, Kay, this is kind of inappropriate, but I'm gonna say it anyway. So I gotta pull it up on my phone because I
Okay, yo, relax.
So I was on Facebook today on this Offensive Pilots page that I'm on. It's like where all the magical things that I see are. And there's this picture of like a figure of Luigi at like some, it was probably PAX or something, but he's like doing his little scare pose, and then there's two like really hot girls on either side of him, and here it is. So the two hot girls have like captions on them. One says local MILFs in my area, and the other one says games I won't last 5 minutes playing, and then on Luigi it says me trying to enjoy porn in peace, and he's like yeah. That's my savage humor. All right. I think we should end the podcast there. Jesus Christ. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for joining us, Bradley.
Thanks, Myers. I had a lot of fun.
I love
you guys next time.
And thanks for listening to the Video Games Now podcast. Please leave a review on whatever you're listening to the show on, and then jump onto social media and let us know what you thought of the show. We're looking forward to hearing from you, and we'll be back next week. And until then, we'll see you all in the next one. Bye-bye. Bye, Bradley.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.